Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Up against a register with an apron and a spatula. Yesterday's deliveries, the tickets for the bachelors. She's a moving violation from a countdown to a shoe.
I'm John Schaefer. We're back with our fourth show in our week-long series of Our Favorite Live Performances on Soundcheck during 2009. Holly Cole is a gold and platinum-selling jazz singer from Canada who's also recorded rock and country songs by the Beatles, Elvis Costello, and has worked with the English classical composer Gavin Bryars. Her idea of a jazz standard might be Irving Berlin, or it might be Tom Waits. She sang Train Song live in our Soundcheck studio.
I broke down in East St. Louis on Kansas City line. I drank up all my money that I borrowed every single time. I fell down, at the Derby. Say the night's just as black as a crow. That was the train that took me away from here. Train can't bring me home. I remember when I left with a bottle around the path. Say, you know, I up and left with just the clothes I had on my back. Now I'm so sorry for what I done.
And I'm out of here on my own.
Say, that was a train. What took me away from here? A train can bring me home. That's right. I don't dream so hollow. I was just a standing down at the depot
with a steeple
full of swallows. Word could never ring the bell. I'm so sorry for what I done.
I'm out of here on my own.
Say that was a train that took me away from here. A train can't bring me home. Yeah. Say that was the train
that took me away from here. But a train.
Holly Cole, the Canadian singer, doing Train Song, a Tom Waits tune, in our Soundcheck studio. Neil Diamond, Beck, and the late Johnny Cash all have something in common. They all called upon a versatile guitarist named Smokey Hormel to play on multiple albums. The six-string sidemans also played with Tom Waits, the Dixie Chicks, and Justin Timberlake. But when Smokey embarked on his latest solo project, he didn't look to superstars. Instead, he delved into African pop from the 1950s and 60s. He played a song called Cherry Akimi Ngai live on Soundcheck. Cherry Akimi Ngai, a bit of Congolese pop from the mid-20th century, courtesy of Smokey Hormel and the Secret Family as they played it live in our Soundcheck studio. This is day four of our five special shows with the best live performances on Soundcheck in 2009. For musicians, live gigs have historically been bad business. In the 60s, bandleader and pianist Eddie Palmieri was making about $70 a week, playing at the Palladium Ballroom with his band La Perfecta. It was, as Palmieri describes it today, a financial disaster. But La Perfecta's unique sound, with trombones instead of trumpets, ended up defining Palmieri as a revolutionary force in Latin music. He won the genre's first Grammy Award, and another eight after that. He played live for us earlier this year, and here's that performance again. Thank you. Eddie Palmieri with La Libertad, live on Soundcheck. Still to come, singer-songwriter Justin Townes Earl, and more. This is Soundcheck.